ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 22 बली महाराज सरेंडर्स हिज लाइफ टेक्स्ट 26। जन्म कर्म वयो रूपा विद्या ऐश्वर्य धनादिभि यद्यस्य न भवेत् भवेत् स्तम्भः तत्रायं मद् अनुग्रहः। जन्म कर्म वयो रूपा विद्या ऐश्वर्य धनादिभि यद्यस्य न भवेत् स्तम्भः तत्रायं मदनुग्रहः। जन्म कर्म वयो रूपा विद्या ऐश्वर्य धनादिभि यद्यस्य न भवेत् स्तम्भः तत्रायं मद् अनुग्रहः। Vaishnavis. Janma, by birth in an aristocratic family. Karma, by wonderful activities, pious activities. Vayaha, by age, especially youth, when one is capable of doing many things. Rupa, by personal beauty, which attracts everyone. Vidya, by education. Aishwarya, by opulence. Dana, by wealth. Adivi, by other opulences also. Yadi, if. Aishya, of the possessor. Na, not. Bhavet, there is. Stamba, pride. Tatra, in such a condition, I am a person. Mad anugraha should be considered to have received my special mercy. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is also Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Translation. If a human being is born in an aristocratic family or a higher status of life, if he performs wonderful activities, if he is youthful, if he has personal beauty, a good education and good wealth, and if he is nonetheless not proud of his opulences, it is to be understood that he is especially favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. When in spite of possessing all these opulences a person is not proud, this means that he is fully aware that all his opulences are due to the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He therefore engages all his possessions in the service of the Lord. A devotee knows very well that everything, even his body, belongs to the Supreme Lord. If one lives perfectly in such Krishna consciousness, it is to be understood that he is especially favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The conclusion is that once being deprived of his wealth is not to be considered the special mercy of the Lord. If one continues in his opulent position but does not become unnecessarily proud, falsely thinking that he is the proprietor of everything, this is the Lord's special mercy. So, Bali Maharaj is humiliated. We heard. He is tied up by the ropes of Varuna. Tied up. Prahlad Maharaj is there, Lord Brahma is there, all his kingdom, everybody, Praja is there. And here the king, he is tied up, humiliated, and up, and on top of that his wife tells Vindhyavalis, tells, you know, you are in Maya, in one stroke, right? So then Lord Brahma, he is saying that he has given up everything now. Please, be merciful. His wife already had said that. So now, in response to Lord Brahma's prayers, Vaman Devi is now answering. So hold this chapter up to the text of 36, Lord Vaman Devi is speaking. But before Lord Vaman Devi start glorifying Bali Maharaj, here he is saying about the pride. It is said that pauper is proud of his penny. Pride is such a thing which is caused by illusion. In the 15th chapter of the 5th verse, shloka is Nirmano Moha Jita Sangha Dosha Adhyatma Nitya Vinivritta Kama Dvandair Vimukta Sukhadukha Samgair Gachanti Muda Padamaviyam Tata. Those who are freed from false practice, illusion and false association, who understand the eternal, who are done with material lust, who are freed from the dualities of happiness and distress, and unbewildered, know how to surrender unto the Supreme Person, attain to that eternal kingdom. And in purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that the first qualification is that one should not be deluded by pride. Because the conditioned soul is puffed up, thinking himself the lord of material nature, it is very difficult for him to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should know by the cultivation of real knowledge that he is not the lord of material nature. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Lord. When one is free from delusion caused by pride, he can begin the process of surrender. For one who is always expecting some honor in this material world, it is not possible to surrender the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pride is due to the illusion. For although one comes here, stays for a brief time, and then goes away, he has the foolish notion that he is the Lord of the world. This is pride. Srila Prabhupada also said, very paraphrasing, that the old man cannot be proud, and also old woman cannot be proud. Because time is doing its function, and as the time goes by, everything is, time crushes into powder. Everything what we have. So, and when the time comes, it becomes very humiliating. In the old age, person might be how much powerful he or she was, or she is, or he is, but when he cannot even take care of, or she cannot take care of themselves, and someone has to clean them even, he may imagine that humiliation. So at that time, pride is gone. Srila Prabhupada, he was giving lecture in, I don't exactly remember, but it was chapter Prayers of Queen Kunti. Famous shloka that I can't quote the Sanskrit. Janmaishwara Sutra, Sriyab, right? He was giving class here. And he said, material education, aristocratic birth, beauty, knowledge, opulences, it is zero in the material world. But when you add one in front of those zeros, it has a value. And that is Krishna. So he said, all of you born in an aristocratic family, opulence, beauty, knowledgeable, but now it's Krishna's mercy that you all are using this in the service of the Lord. So, we are very fortunate. Here in the Bhagavad Gita purport, it says the real knowledge That's what Srila Prabhupada gave. Srila Prabhupada's Krishna's mercy flowed through Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada threw his mercy on all this planet by giving the real knowledge and using all the opulences, wealth, beauty, education in the service to the service of the real proprietor of what we have in the service of the Lord. And that is the mercy of the pure devotee of the Lord. Unfortunately, when we have difficulty, we tend to take the shelter of those things which we have instead of taking the shelter of Krishna. We say that Krishna gave and Krishna take away. What is the what are you so proud about it? Also, we have a if we go through our own life and we have the people don't examine, but we examine ourselves and we see that I'm not closer to Krishna really. If we see our own weaknesses, then we see that I'm not closer to Krishna, I'm self-centered. I have little attraction for Krishna. And yet someone criticizes, then we tend to get angry. And also, and we are proud of it. This is a pride. So the devotee of the Lord in the purport Srila Prabhupada mentioning that he is aware that everything belongs to Krishna. He is the proprietor. I am just a guardian. That's why Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Manaso deho geho jo kichu mor arpilo tuva pade Nanda Kishore. Everything belongs to Krishna. And Krishna is flowing that mercy through his pure devotees to public people in general, that you are rotting in this material world. Get out. Take up the process of Krishna consciousness. And that's what Srila Prabhupada did on this planet. So, one nice example from Srimad Bhagavatam is the Ambarish Maharaj. And I like to read something how this pure devotee, Ambarish Maharaj, is a king. But what he was thinking, what he was doing. So here is in the 9th canto, chapter 4, text, is it text 4, says here, 9:4:15, how Amrish Maharaj used everything in the service of the Lord. It says that 15, 16, yes. Maharaj Amrish, the most fortunate personality, achieved the rule of the entire world, consisting of 7 islands, and achieved inexhaustible, unlimited opulence and prosperity on earth. Although such a position is rarely obtained, Maharaj Amrish did not care for it at all. For he knew very well that all such opulence is material, like that which is imagined in a dream. Such opulence will ultimately be destroyed. The king knew that any non-devotee who attains such opulence merges increasingly into material nature's mode of darkness. Material opulence is such that it makes us proud. Then, Maharaj Amrish was a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, and of the saintly persons who are the Lord's devotees. Because of this devotion, he thought of the entire universe as being an insignificant as a piece of stone. And of course the famous verses we know, Savai Mana Krishna Pada Aravindaya, used all his senses in the service of the Lord, his mind in thinking of the Lord. And then he says, in performing his prescribed duties as a king, Maharaj Amrish always offered the results of his royal activities to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is the enjoyer of everything and is beyond the perception of material senses. He certainly took advice from Brahmanas, who were faithful devotees of the Lord, and thus he ruled the planet Earth without difficulty. So this is the example of Amrish Maharaj to us from Srimad Bhagavatam. So, when the cause of pride is removed by Krishna, taking away, then the pride is gone. So here, God is saying that it's not that we, devotee, if the opulence comes, then devotee is neglecting it, but he is using in the service of the Lord. That's what Srila Prabhupada showed us, the ways to use these, our opulences, in the service. Different ways, preaching. Paradukhe, dukhi. By distributing the knowledge which we acquire, we gain, then we distribute that knowledge to others to make people understand that you have these opulences, but it's temporary. Don't be proud of it, use it in the service of the owner. Srila Prabhupada used to give an example. We are hearing this Sunday, I think, or last Sunday. Someone was proud of his whatever he had, you know. Someone had buildings or something, and he said, "Yeah, but where did you get the earth? Where did you get all the ingredients?" Yes, cosmic. Right. Where did you get the sands from? Bhumirapo nalavai kamar brudrevacha. Krishna says, everything belongs to me. It's my energy. So where did you get all this thing? So what are you proud about it? Krishna is the owner, ultimately. Srila Prabhupada didn't, he was very straight. Doesn't matter whom he was talking to. So any questions? Yes.
If anybody criticizes, then we'll get angry. And so you say we'd be proud of that. So my question is what would be the difference between that pride and the pride of just a regular karmi, so to speak?
in one sense, you should be proud that we are the, you know, I'm the disciple of so-and-so, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, they're proud of it. But with that understanding that my Srila Prabhupada is the greatest personality on this planet, and I'm proud that I'm his follower, his disciple. That pride is different than the material world, something thinking that I have something I own and I'm proud of it. The taste will come, as I said, that we tend to, when the difficulty comes, we tend to take the shelter of that we have, proud of it. But of course, in our case, if we'll take the shelter of proud of being Srila Prabhupada, hey, that's great. Isn't it?
So it's okay to be proud in the service of Krishna, but just...
Not falsely.
That's what I'm trying to understand. Okay.
Using in the service of the Lord, and I'm absolutely proud. I'm glorifying my spiritual master. That's the difference. Is that answers any other question? Yes.
Of a pure devotee, then we don't associate with, we don't take the association of karmis or low-class people, we avoid degradation. When a person is proud, then they don't sink down, but that kind of pride is elevating, actually. I have to represent my guru. I'm his disciple. I cannot do these things.
Giving association instead of taking association. Right? Yes.
I had a question. It said here that, I believe in the verse, something that it was favorable, that Krishna doesn't take away those things, but you're able to keep those things and utilize them. Then he has a real mercy of the Lord. But then there's that other verse that when Krishna favors someone or loves them, then he gradually takes everything away.
Yes. In the previous
also
verse.
Also, it's mercy.
Yes. It's mercy. It's mercy. It takes away, that's real mercy. But at the same time, if he gives everything and we are not proud of it, and we use in the service, his service, without with consideration that I'm just a guardian of what I have given, I have received this because of my pious activities. Srila Prabhupada said in the lecture on that, that you receive everything by your pious activities, you have received it, but it is temporary and is going to be taken away. So why not use it in this service? It belongs to the Lord. Modern psychologists, they say that to be away from the pride and envy, the solution is also to be grateful, gratitude. Grateful for whatever you have. Grateful to the Lord that Lord has given me these things. Now let me use in this service, his service. Then we'll be not proud about it. To be grateful to the Lord. Yes, Archita Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. That was a good question, because there can be some confusion there. But that verse that you're referring to, Yasya Hamanugarami, Tadanam Shanai. In that verse, Krishna says that this is the first installment of his mercy. He doesn't say that that's the end of the mercy. And he specifically said it's meant for a devotee who is confused. In other words, somebody who's attracted to devotional service, but at the same time is trying to hold on to the material side of things. So Krishna said, for such a person, then Shanai, gradually I take away everything so that his relatives, Tasyadanam Tidat Yasya, Swajano Dukha Dukitam, his own people, they reject him because now he has nothing. And in that condition, Krishna says, then he takes full shelter of me. That's why Krishna is doing that. But he doesn't say it ends there. So sometimes we become confused as devotees because we see in our devotional community some devotees have a lot, way more than you think they need. They have so much, and others are struggling. Why not everything equal? So Prabhupada explains that a few verses back in this section. He says that Krishna is independent. He can do anything he wants. He's not hackneyed that he has to treat everybody the same way. No. Because we don't see all the history behind everything. Right. Just like materially, we may be envious of somebody's money and their position, but when they get cancer, we're not envious of that. You see? So we're seeing materially, we want to be equal materially with all the nice things, but we don't want to be equal when something is bad. The guy gets run over by a car, okay, let me get run over by a car also. No. But I want his position and I want his money and his influence and all that stuff. So we have to see the big picture, that Krishna is in control of everything. And especially in our devotee community, we have to not be envious. And this is the whole point of this section here. We're not to be envious, because Krishna is in control of everything. And Prabhupada explains, it's like the child, when they're young, the father gives an allowance, $2 a week or whatever. But when the child is grown up and fully conscious and aware, the father gives the whole business. So Krishna's like that also. In the beginning, when we're confused and trying to do both material and spiritual, he may take everything away. But then when you become fully surrendered, then Krishna can give you the whole world. Because you're going to use it properly. You're going to build Temple of Vedic Planetarium. You're going to not build a big house in Beverly Hills for yourself. You see? So Krishna gives according to the person's surrender, degree of surrender. And we can't see that. You can't see necessarily somebody's degree of surrender by your own vision.
Srila Prabhupada gave his own example many times, isn't it? Himself. Thank you. Any other comment, question? Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Is Amarnath asking when he's going to get pregnant?